Acts chapter 9, verses 23 through 29. When many days had passed, the Jews plotted to kill him, but their plot became known to Saul. They were watching the gates day and night in order to kill him, but his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord who spoke to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out among them at Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. And he spoke and disputed against the Hellenists, but they were seeking to kill him. Paul was in a really interesting position, and it wasn't a fun position to be in. Not long ago, he was an enemy of the church and a champion for the Jews, but now the Jews are plotting to kill him. He doesn't belong with the Jews anymore, but he's not accepted by the church either. They don't believe he's really a disciple. And later we see that when he's speaking, the Hellenists, the Greek-speaking Jews, are trying to kill him. For that time in Paul's life, he didn't belong anywhere. He had made the decision to belong to the people of Christ, but they weren't ready to receive him. But then Barnabas takes him and brings him to the leaders and speaks on his behalf, and then he was accepted by the church. This is an extreme example, but to some extent, it happens every time somebody chooses to leave the world and join the church. Sometimes the decision to leave the world is dramatic and relationships are broken and there's a loss of belonging. Sometimes it's not so dramatic, but there's still a loss of belonging. They know that they are committing to join the church, but the people in the church are sometimes slow to accept. And in some situations, we're skeptical that they really believe. Maybe they've had a questionable past, and we're slow to accept them because we're not convinced that they really want to follow Christ. I think more often, it's not that we don't believe that they're sincere. It's just that we don't take time to get to know them, welcome them, and help them belong. There are people looking for belonging, and we would love to welcome them. We just overlook them. But I just think to Paul's situation where the Jews are trying to kill him and the church won't receive him. And I think he must have been so grateful for Barnabas to take him in and to speak on his behalf so that he could belong. We need to be looking for those who are struggling to find belonging in God's church. We need to sympathize with them because they have cut off ties of belonging to the world. They are in need of acceptance. And you can only stay in that position so long. Eventually, if no one steps up like Barnabas to welcome you, you're going to look for belonging somewhere else. We need to be looking for those who are searching for belonging and who would love to be accepted in a community of believers. Be a Barnabas to somebody. And sometimes, like in the case of Paul, acceptance might be risky. We don't want to be reckless. We don't want to be irresponsible. But are we willing to be risk takers, to reach out with love and acceptance to people, even before we're fully convinced that they're committed? Let's be people who are eager to accept others and to help them find a place of belonging in our community of believers.
Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.